Today, on episode number 360 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, which you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/360, wait till you hear this. We've got a great podcast success story about how podcasting has helped somebody land television shows. We're going to talk about the difference between a visitor to your website, one that came from Google, and one that came because they know your podcast. The differences are staggering. We're going to hear in the clip of the week the story of Chris Voss and how he started. If you're unfamiliar with Chris Voss, he is voted by Forbes one of the top influencers on the internet, and we play some of your voicemails. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you. I'm on my knees, baby. Thanking you for tuning in to listen to us talk about everything podcasting, from planning to promoting to recording, all points in between. I bring my 20 plus years of technical training to hopefully make sure that everything is making sense, and hopefully we're going to have fun along the way. If you want to join in on the conversation, I cannot tell you how thrilled I am when people join in on the conversation today. Biagio did, and I got to tell you, it's amazing how crappy a day you can be having, and then all of a sudden you get a voicemail and it's all good. I got to tell you. The good news is I kind of had a crappy day. Started off a great day. I was hanging out with my buddy Jim Collison and Ryan Parker. We do that little live thing Saturday mornings. And it was fun because I did the little live show thing. I'm just experimenting. It's absolutely a train wreck most of the time. And Ryan and Jim showed up, and we were like, hey, we're going to continue on this conversation. And we just fired up Skype, and off we went. It was a lot of fun. And you can do that if you go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/live on Saturday mornings, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I believe I'm calling it Ask the Podcast Coach or something. I don't really have a name. It's just Dave. You know, Dave farting around with Spreaker didn't sound like that good of a name. But I always like to start off the show with some podcast success, some podcast news, some positively podcasting kind of stuff. And this is from Biagio. And I got to tell you, this is awesome. Wait till you hear this one. This is just keep them coming. That's all I can say. I think I'm actually, before I hit play, I'm sorry. I'm a little hyper this morning because of this. But I'm going to tell you right up front. Obviously, you know, you're giving me permission to play this. Otherwise, hello, you wouldn't have said it. I really think I'm going to turn these into a book. I really do. I thought about that today. These are awesome. I just love the stories. So keep that in mind. If you send them in, you're going to get more promotion. Someday you can say, I was mentioned in Dave's book because of my podcast at Amazon. So there you go. Anyway, here is Biagio.
Hey, Dave, this is Biagio from ProducingUnscripted.com. My wife, Joke, and I produce unscripted film and television for networks like A&E, MTV, VH1, Bravo, NBC, a whole bunch more. I'm also a School of Podcasting alum and a former fellow Clevelander. I live in Los Angeles now, and I know you like people to leave because of podcasting blank messages, but this is really more of a because of Dave Jackson blank message, because our podcast itself is brand new.
Oh, now, shucks, you gone and made me blush.
So, how's this? Because of Dave Jackson, I've had help putting 3 television shows on the air.
Say what?
Let me explain. When I first signed up for School of Podcasting back in 2011, I really took one main piece of advice that has shaped a lot of what we do. And that was provide value to your audience. Now, back in 2011, my wife and I decided we just didn't have time to launch a podcast, but we did already have a small blog. So we asked ourselves, what is the most valuable thing we could provide to people who read our blog? How could we take your advice and implement it? What was the one thing we would have wanted when we were in their shoes? And then it hit us like a brick wall. That one thing, honestly, was access. Because when we were trying to break into business, no one would meet with us. We had lots of reality TV show and documentary series concepts, but no one to pitch to. You know, Hollywood is a painfully closed system to outsiders. So we decided to buck tradition and to open our doors to pitches from aspiring producers. This led to us getting 3 additional shows on TV, 2 on MTV and 1 on Biography Channel, all through our blog. But there was a problem, and that was that a lot of the pitches we received were just not good. And we keep getting the same kinds of pitches over and over. So what we wanted was a way that we could, you know, properly, efficiently train aspiring producers and filmmakers to put their time and energy into show ideas that were good bets, that actually had a chance of selling. And podcasting seemed like it could be the perfect way for us to do it.
Are you listening to this? Do you hear what he just said? If you want to train your customers, a great way to do it is with a podcast. I love that idea.
So we created Producing Unscripted, a podcast to help people create, develop, produce, and sell unscripted television, hopefully by teaming up with us. This week we launched, and we launched using a lot of the tips and tricks from School of Podcasting, and I'm proud to tell you we made new and noteworthy in film and TV section of podcasts on our second day in iTunes.
Excellent.
And by day three, we started popping in and out of new and noteworthy for all podcasts.
Doubly excellent.
And the best part, we've already received a few submissions that honestly are better than what we were getting through the blog alone.
Excellent.
So we really just wanted to say thank you for all you do for podcasting and podcasters. You know, I have no problem making hundreds of hours of television, but I was terrified of podcasting. So thank you.
I got a story about that.
Thanks for giving this Hollywood producer and his wife a shot in the arm, the shot in the arm we needed to give it a try. I'm Biagio, my wife is Joke, and you can check us out at producingunscripted.com.
Producingunscripted.com. Biagio, thank you so much. Joke, thank you as well. And I got to tell you, number one, hear how they started off with a blog, but they wanted to connect a little deeper. And the great solution for that was podcasting. Number two, they found out that their audience was actually, hey, pretty cool. They got some cool submissions. Awesome. And the thing that I laugh about there, you know, he's afraid of podcasting. I've talked to people and they say, well, you're so, you know, podcasting's easy for you. You just flip on a mic and go. And nobody, but I'm going to tell you a story. Can we take a little tangent? It won't take long. When I was 16 years old, I got hired in a grocery store. Okay. And I quit my paper route. I had a quote, real job now. And I went to work in a grocery store. I think I lasted 2 weeks before I was fired. All right. Are you ready for this? Do you want to know why loud, obnoxious Dave Jackson was fired from his grocery store? I was too shy. Yep. I was too shy. I was a very timid little creature. And I needed to be able to talk to the customers and just be a little more outgoing when I was packing their groceries and whatever I was doing. But I got fired for being too shy. I was painfully shy. How did I overcome it? You ready for this? We're going to make this a short tangent. I went to my teacher who had gotten me the job. It was one of those work program things in school. And I thought it'd be cool to have a job when you were 16. Looking back, I'm like, I should have stayed in choir. But anyway, and he had gotten me the job, and he said, look, Dave, I talked to the manager and blah, 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 and you just need to come out of your shell. And I was like, yeah. And my best friend in the whole wide world, Scott Knapp, was an absolute just nut. It was monkey hour 24-7 with Scott. And he said, look at your buddy Scott. See, you need to be more like Scott. And I went, dude, are you crazy? I cannot be like that guy. And he said, here's what I want you to do. Pretend you're Scott and just act like him. And he said, if you pretend, or no, not pretend. He said, if you act the way you want to be, someday you will be the way you act. It's one of the best advice I've ever received. And so I did. I just started pretending like I was outgoing. And eventually it just kind of came naturally. So if you are worried about talking to an audience, number one, it's just me and you. So just, it's not a big, you know, it's just you and me, okay? So it's not that big a deal to just talk to your buddy. Speaking of talking to your buddy, I want to spotlight. We've been doing this now, spotlighting members of the School of Podcasting. And I went out to my spreadsheet and I was like, oh, how did I not spotlight this guy first? Ken Blanchard does a number of podcasts. He does the Urban Shooter podcast. You might know him as a black man with a gun. And let me tell you, before we hit that play button here, The Urban Shooter is a pro-rights variety show. And a fun resource for all law-abiding gun owners. Ken Blanchard passionately, positively, and persistently does this podcast as a ministry to encourage. How do you love that? His podcast is a ministry. Preach on, Brother Ken, to encourage, educate, and enlighten people around the world that want it. He sings. He does sing, by the way. He jokes. He interviews interesting people and he has met along the way or heard of that are not afraid of coming on a show where they might find a new friend. The show is apolitical and lets his positive vibes all shine. All are welcome. Well, here's a little bit of the Urban Shooter podcast. Here we go.
You survived another week.
I did.
Thank you for listening, downloading, and subscribing to the Urban Shooter podcast. This is episode number 326. It's a conspiracy. This week, we want to talk about conspiracies, secrecy agreements, Superman. Shout out to Suzanne McComas and her new book, The Unofficial Ammo Shortage Report, 10 Myths About Gun Control. I want to wish my brothers a happy Father's Day.
I'm going to second that one. I'm going to piggyback on Ken. Ditto. Congratulations to all the fathers.
I was preparing the show notes and I was trying to think what I wanted to say. And the words of a song popped into my head. I mean, really popped into my head in the fact that I was feeling it before I even heard it. And I thought, I wonder if that ever happens to anybody else. I know like when you're in love with somebody and there's a song that you guys have and whenever you think about that person, the music comes to you. But this was a song not about love at all. It was about how jacked up things are and how you're looking for help. You're trying to get a little rescue from it.
Now, I know you might say, Dave, he's doing that chit chat that drives you crazy. You know what? He's telling a story and he's got my attention.
And I said, well, you're not supposed to be playing music all the time and you know, you can't sing. But then I'm listening to other podcasters that are, making millions of dollars. Not millions, but making thousands of dollars in podcasting. And they say they just get your show and just start right on it. Get right on it. Don't have a lot of music and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, get to it. Adam Curry said so.
I thought, yeah, this was radio. If this was any other genre, but this is a show where my friends listen to me. They talk to me on Facebook. They write me emails. They call me. They know me. So pretty much I'm just sharing once a week with my friends. Well, this song popped into my head. And if you listen to the words, you'll see where I'm at.
All right. And I'm gonna pause it there. If you want to check out and listen to Ken sing that song. Oh, it's a teaser. It is a teaser. Go to KenNBlanchard.com. So it looks like KenBlanchard.com. Good guy. Really super good guy. Good voice, by the way. You know, and if you're going to sing, SRV never wrong in my book. You can find also, I'll put a link out to the Urban Shoe. I'll put a link out to his website out at schoolofpodcasting.com/360. All right, next up, I wanted to share some stats I found. Now, this came from a website called topmarketingstrategies.com. I'll have links to that out in the show notes at schoolofpodcasting.com/360. And it's from two guys named Mike and Troy. And to make a long story short, Mike and Troy are making buku bucks on the internet. In 1994, Mike opened his first internet business and it quickly grew to a multi-million dollar mail order business. Meanwhile, Troy has launched his own SEO and content services company, Articles on Tap. Mike, I'm going to butcher his last name. They're making big bucks, okay? And they have gotten into the podcasting game. So here we go again with Dave promoting his competition. They actually, if you want, will help you set up a podcast. So they put together a white paper based on their podcast called, oddly enough, you guessed it, Top Marketing Strategies, because their website is topmarketingstrategies.com. But they did something different. They have a website, askmikeandtroy.com. And that's what they give to people to contact them from their podcast only, so they can easily see what kind of impact they're making from their podcast. Well, they took all this information, and since they could see where the podcast traffic was coming from, they could then go in and measure how long a person stayed on the website and how active they were on that website. In other words, what kind of lead was podcast giving them? What kind of visitor was a podcast audience member? Well, check this out. Okay. On a good value in terms of how many pages a person visits when they come to your website is 2, right? You come to your website, do a little Google search action. You show up, you click around one page, you click on page 2, and you're like, all right, we're done. We're good. Yeah. Well, with their analytics, and they were able to track the traffic from their podcast, the average visitor from their podcast visited 5.3 pages, more than double the amount of a good traffic source. Okay. Now, let's go down to time on site, or basically average visit duration. Now, they say in this report, and you can get this report out at their website, says a good number is 2 minutes or higher. Okay, 2 minutes for, again, somebody does a Google search, they find your website, they're going to hang out for 2 minutes, and then they'll leave, right? And that is, again, not a bad number, 2 minutes. And they went in, they looked at their stats, and a podcast audience member stayed on their site 12 minutes. 12 minutes. That's insane, they say. It says basically, simply put, you really can't get better traffic than that. An average visit for over 13 minutes, clicking through to nearly 6 pages on your site, is just insanely high quality. It says our site-wide average is very good at around 3 pages per visitor and around 6 minutes and 30 seconds time on the site. But this traffic source is by far the best traffic on our site and way above the site average. So what it does, and I've talked about this before, is it helps you create that relationship with your audience so that when they do show up, they already know what they're getting. It's not like, hey, I wonder what this site does. They know up ahead of time and they're really going to dig in. Now, if you wonder how did these guys get all this information, of course, they're big internet marketing gurus. No, they didn't do any shenanigans here. They do say something very interesting, though. I want to point this out. It said, Mike and I, this is Troy who put this together, built a seven-figure business on services. And one of the beauties of the service model is it doesn't take an enormous list to be successful. So when you hear about the Leo Laportes and the Jay Moore announced on his podcast this week, he gets 250,000 downloads per episode. He gets a million downloads a month. And I won't get that in a year. I mean, I've been podcasting since 2005. I'm at 853,000 downloads, right? He does that in a month. So he says, in fact, to give you an idea, we made our first million off a list of just 2,641 leads, not customers, leads. So you don't need, it's about influence, right? And he says, so here's what we did. We emailed our list twice about the podcast. One of our marketing friends did a tweet about it. And he goes, that's it in terms of promotion. That's it. He goes, I know it's kind of pathetic, but that's what he did. And it's one of the questions that I am starting to ponder in my head is when it comes to podcast promotion, I'm going to have Jim Collison on in the future. And we're going to talk about podcast evangelism. And that's not a religious thing, just for the record. But getting podcasting out of people that make podcasts and out to the general public. And it dawned on me that most of the time when I learn about a podcast, it's either A, from somebody being interviewed on a podcast, or B, just somebody else saying, hey, did you hear this on that podcast? It's word of mouth. It's not because, you know, I picked up a coaster or a business card or I saw it on a T-shirt or something like that. And those are all fun ways to promote. But in general, I'm learning about podcasts via word of mouth or via Stitchers. little, hey, if you like this, you'll like that kind of thing, or an iTunes type of thing. So it's not always about your promotional efforts. Yeah, Twitter, Facebook, all that's good. But in general, your content is your biggest tool in terms of podcast promotion. Now, the other thing that Troy and Mike did is they went through and did a lot of research on comments in iTunes. Now, granted, there's more to podcasting than the iTunes audience, but it made an easy place to go in and see what was really turning people off of podcasting. And here's what they found. Number one, they said technical issues with the podcast. People expect quality and poor sound, lots of dead space, poor editing, and various other technical issues. They can really hurt you. And they said this includes problems accessing your podcast because of the site or technical issues as well. So make sure your hosting is solid. Undelivered promises. I think I accidentally did this a couple weeks ago and I went, hey, we ran out of time, which in podcasting is kind of stupid because it's not like, oh, well, we only have an hour. You know, Binky and the Wiz are coming in and I've got to get out of the studio. No, that doesn't. So what I've actually switched to doing now is I record the podcast now and I kind of, you know, record it in segments as we go along. And right now I can see I'm at the 21 minute mark. And so I shoot for around a half hour, 40 minutes, something like that. And then I quit basically. And then what I do is I then record my intro of my show at the end of the podcast. And I do post-production. I go in and move that from the end to the beginning. So I don't accidentally go, hey, today we're going to talk about cheese straighteners. And then I never talk about cheese straighteners. And you guys are like, hey, what the heck? I got a lot of crooked cheese here, Dave. Right? I have no idea where that came from, by the way. Actually, I do. It's a George Carlin bit. Anyway, going on. So watch with the undelivered promises. Don't sit there and go, today we're going to talk about this. And then go, oh, sorry, we ran out of time. Or the other one, this is one, there's a small business, big marketing podcast. I actually unsubscribed. I was really yanked. Oh, I was mad. This guy came on, Timbo, the Australia's number one podcast for marketing, right? And he had this, I forget the name of the thing, this big shot smarty pants guest, and it was good content. And he said at the beginning, you're going to love this content. It's you know, earth-shattering, life-changing content. And I'm like, wow, cool, you got me in, I'm listening. And then he gets halfway through and says, if you want to listen to the second half of this interview, you got to spend $48 and join my website. And I was like, I unsubscribed immediately. I was like, no. You do not bait and switch me. That's my own personal thing. I'm not saying that's, hey, if you want to do that, that's you. Because he did say, I went back to his website to see if there was some way I could somehow get that. Maybe he had a coupon. Because I really wanted to hear that, but I am not joining his website out of protest because he did a bait and switch. I saw where he said a lot of people joined up to get the second half, and I'm like, not me. That wasn't cool in my book. So, but you know, he is a quote internet marketer where Tim and Mike have great content and they're giving it away for free, and I'm relaying it here to you. So just for the record, that's not for me. I don't like that tactic. I don't like the, oh, sorry. I remember, what was it? Webmaster.fm used to put out their stuff as a podcast and they would just fade it out. You'd be talking, here it is, we're interviewing Mike and Troy. Mike is talking about, yes, and I now live in Brazil and Florida. And it would just fade out. And you're like, what? And you're playing with the volume knob on your MP3 player. What's happening? And so it just faded out. And then a big deep voice man, would you like the rest of this? Go over and subscribe and pay money and get this. And I'm like, and that's not to say that you can't charge for your content by all means, but don't give me half. Don't do the Coke dealer way of marketing where you get me hooked and then get me in. Just, you know, tell me you got great content and just say, hey, let me listen to that whole thing and say, if you want more, I've got other interviews with this dude and that chick and all those people's $48. I probably would have signed up because I was like, wow, that was really good. So that's just me. Timbo, right, don't do that. Give me the other half, Timbo. Doggone it. Unprofessional quality. This comes back again to the technical issues above. Troy says here, I'm talking more about editing here. Some people do not edit their podcasts at all. He says, I am not a fan of that. That's Troy. Look, no one is perfect, and the likelihood that you'll say everything perfect on the first take is almost impossible. Remember that you only get one chance for a first impression, so why make it a screwed up one? Because you're too lazy to spend some time editing. And here's some things I believe you should edit. He goes, sound quality. And he talks about that. He talks about the Levelator. We've talked about that in the past. Just Google Levelator. It's a free app that smooths out your volume, especially if you're doing interviews. I was listening to a podcast this week, and the host had this really cool, just incredibly deep voice. He had the whole, yeah, I'm talking down here now, and he's blah, 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 and da, da, da. And his guest was way up here. Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, I love it, guy. Da, 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 da. But the problem was, because you think it's cool to have a really deep voice like this, but you almost need to boost. His voice was so low, like only dogs could hear it or something. You know what I mean? It was like, wow, is he growling at me? But consequently, he needed to really make sure his voice was up in the mix. And I could hear the answers. I couldn't hear the questions in the car. So it's not always about having, you know, the big cool voice. It's about having volume that you can listen to without adjusting your volume. Breathing. And he says, for some of you, this may not be a problem, but for him, he's got something to do with his nose. I have extremely narrow nasal passages and breathing makes a lot of noise. I was listening to a podcast on Spreaker. If you haven't noticed, I listen to a lot of podcasts. And the guy was playing clips but left his mic open. And in fact, I've done this in the past. And all of a sudden, it sounds like Darth Vader is listening to the clip. You know, you're playing a clip, whatever it is. And, you know, here, let's play a little more Ken. And let me turn that up.
Magazine.com.
Yeah, there's Ken. Yeah,
Rob.
Right. And I'm listening to it, but all of a sudden you hear this. Hear the host going.
And it is golden. Here we are. Top 10 gun control.
And I'm like, what the heck? Is this like Darth Vader listening to the podcast? I'm like, so be careful with your breathing. He says, seriously, if you're one of those people that uses or a lot, here's my favorite one. You know, listen to the podcast. You'll catch me saying you know a lot. Or any other filler words that your high school grammar teacher would slap you for. The thing with I don't have a problem with I say you say we all love Where it is where it becomes really noticeable. As a teacher, I once worked with somebody who every time she paused, the next word was going to be So she'd be talking about, if you go up to the file menu, you will see where it says that you can da-da-da-da-da, that you da-da-da-da-da-da. And it was, and once you noticed it, it was like nails on a chalkboard. The last thing he said that he feels needed editing is run on blah, blah content. If you're just rambling on and not getting to the point, you're better off cutting the whole section out. That's one of my weaknesses. I tend to ramble a bit. I try to stick to the point. Changing directions. Another thing that we saw irritate subscribers via comments that we observed was when the host radically redefined the podcast or completely changed the direction of it. I remember once I signed up to a Biggest Loser podcast by two friends of mine who will go unnamed, and they would talk about the show. And then like they did like three episodes, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? We don't want to watch the show anymore. We're going to just talk about us. And I was like, what? And to me, it was like, and they still called it the Biggest Loser podcast. They just didn't talk about the Biggest Loser. I'm like, isn't that a little bait and switch? That's that unkept promises again. I was like, what? They also advise against buying podcast reviews. That's not a good thing. The other thing he said that people railed against in iTunes was technical issues with a podcast, which again goes back to poor sound quality, lots of dead space. The other thing I got out of this white paper is they mention that if you're going to be doing a membership site, I love Stu McLaren. I hear him a lot on other different podcasts. He's the guy behind Wishlist Member. I do not use Wishlist at the School of Podcasting. Nothing against them. I just use Digital Access Pass. And they say that Wishlist Member, if you're thinking of starting a podcast, Wishlist Member, if you want to have a membership site, I should say, if you have a podcast and you want to turn it into a membership site, according to Mike and Troy here, Wishlist Member does not play well with PowerPress. He says there are some fixes that should work, but be truthful. They just moved their membership site onto a separate domain rather than have so they still used Wishlist. They just created their membership site in a subdomain. So there you go. I found that was interesting. in terms of traffic, he said, shuffling the papers, about podcast listeners on how it generates. Now, some people want it to generate tons of traffic. They're like, I started a podcast and I'm only getting, you know, X amount of percentage more visitors. Yeah, but you're getting better visitors. You're getting a higher quality of lead if you're using this for a podcast. And let's go back to Biagio. He was doing things where he's training his customers. You know, I always think, to me, I would start a podcast about my product or the industry or the type of people that use my product. I love Evernote is a software, and they do an occasional podcast. And what do? They talk about, first of all, you get the CEO, the main marketing guy, and the main technical guy. How often do you get to directly interface? Did I just say that? How often do you get to directly connect with those three people? And they play voicemails from customers on questions. So they're doing frequently asked questions, which would be great. That's going to reduce your customer service calls. They are also playing comments from customers about, here's how I'm using your product. I call those testimonials. Hello, but it's not a giant commercial. It's not, hey, listen to us this Sunday. It's like, hey, here's how somebody's, we never thought somebody would use our product this way. Check this out. And now it's a story. And we kind of heard Ken kick off his podcast with a story. It's a great way to get people enticed, as long as there's an end to that story. And, you know, it has some, did you hear that? You know, I just did. It's a way for people to, you know, as long as that story moves people in some way or gives them something to do or educates them, things like that. But interesting stats there. All right, next up, you know I've been kind of introducing a new feature. I'm calling it the Clip of the Week. And this was from the Music Biz Weekly podcast. You can find that at Music Biz, B-I-Z, Weekly podcast. And it features Chris Voss, who has been listed as one of the most 50 top influencers on new media. And I like this clip because it explains what it takes when you first start out. So if you're like, yeah, I want to be a top influencer, listen to what this guy did when he first started out.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to come up with content, come up with ideas, come up with storylines and different things, but it's just like a muscle. You just keep working in it and trying it, and you know, you build your audience. There's a lot of people that write me and they're like, how do I become like you? I want products sent to me, or I want, you know, people listen to me. I want to be on Forbes top top 50 that I've been on for 2 years in a row as a social media influencer. And I'm like, well, what you do is you spend 2 to 3 years working, wondering if anybody's listening, slaving away, working your heart off, losing lots of money. And if I were to spend all my time, I think my blog still has me a few million. And you know, thankfully, the consulting paid for it, so you have that angle. But still, I mean, the time that went into it for 2 years of building it, there was time the first year or two where I didn't know anyone was really listening because no one commented. Right. The only way I knew was Google Analytics, and that was like the only hope I had through the darkness for a long time. And so you slave away, you build your audience, you build your content, you build your reputation for like what you guys say. You know, people see me online now, and they check it out, and hopefully they're fans by what we do and they're impressed, or you know.
All right, so there you have it. He worked 4 years working his butt off, and if he's recognized by Forbes and the Huffington Post and all these other different major news outlets as a top influencer. And so if you're starting your podcast, you're wondering, hey, if anybody's listening, I don't know if this is worth it, realize you're not alone. Top influencer Chris Voss felt that way too. All right, next up, I want to spotlight. A couple weeks ago, I was talking about BonnieTours.com, and my buddy from Scotland over there talking about his homeland, and a great podcast. If you plan on visiting over there, definitely check him out. And he had this cool tool on there where it was like putting a map on his WordPress. And I said, I wonder how he's doing that. Well, he went out to SpeakPipe and answered my question for me. So here is Kevin to answer that question.
Hello, Dave. It's Kevin Scullion here from Passing Places podcast at bonnytours.com. Known to yourself as Shrek. Anyway, I just wanted to really thank you again for mentioning Passing Places.
Thank you for being a member of the School of Podcasting. I greatly appreciate that, my friend.
On your the show before last, and you were asking about the interactive map I'm using on my website. I'm using a WordPress site, and the WordPress plugin is a plugin called CP, which is short for Code People. So it's CP Google Maps. So if you go into the plugin section, type in CP Google Maps, you'll find it. It's a freemium plugin, so I'm using the free version. I'm just experimenting with it. If you go for the full paid version, you can have multiple pins for different categories and multiple maps on each page. But it seems to be working well, and it was an idea that was put to me, suggestion from one of my American listeners. Quite a number of people in America who are interested in Scotland, and I tend to forget, because it's my backyard, that people won't know about the places I'm talking about. So she was asking, could I include a map?
And I'm not sure why SpeakPipe cut you off there, but it did. And yeah, my friend, as from my narrow, I've never been to Scotland. I've been to England, but I never made it over to Scotland. And from my narrow American viewpoint, I know Scotland as a just absolutely gorgeous country with lots of heritage, lots of old castles, and lots of beer. That is my uneducated, silly American viewpoint of that. And my friend, you are an expert because you live there. You know it like the back of your hand. So yeah, if you're going to be visiting and you want to know more about Scotland, check him out over at bonnytours.com. Next up, we have Eric Johnson. And this guy is all about content. And I got this message. We've actually been emailing each other back and forth a little bit back in the last couple of months. He's actually going to be coming on the show finally, scheduling finally permitting here. And we're going to talk about podcast content. He's got a great background and he's got a great voice. Check this out.
Hey, Dave, it's Eric K. Johnson with Podcast Talent Coach. Find me online at podcasttalentcoach.com. You know, don't limit yourself. At the end of episode 356, you were talking about possibly splitting your podcast into two separate episodes. I'm saying go for it. I love the idea. You know, it is the School of Podcasting. There doesn't only have to be one class, right? You don't have to be the only lecturer either. Maybe you could split it into two, like one lecture, one lab, where lectures, your interviews, and lab is where you help answer listener questions. Maybe you could create like a business and marketing class or something like that. Matter of fact, you could expand the whole thing into a network and turn the School of Podcasting into multiple teachers. Get other guys to come in and help you out as well. You don't have to be the only professor, you know. Great possibilities. I say run with it. It's a great show. Thanks for everything you do, Dave. Talk to you soon.
Eric, you just made my head explode. Oh, well, I always say great content, and speaking of great content, he would know, right? It makes me laugh, cry, think, groan, entertain. And that definitely got me thinking. And when I heard that came through, I reached out again via email. I said, we got to have you come on the show and talk, you know, what is good content? I think he's working on a book, if I remember right. So we will make that happen in July. So that'll be good. And I want to take just a second here at the end of the show to do something that's kind of overdue. And that is thank you, because you helped me do something that you're helping me achieve a dream. And one of the things I did this week that just was like a huge burden off my shoulders is if you're new to the show, this is just all personal stuff. If you don't want to hear this, just fast forward, go to the next one. But I am a typical American up to my eyeballs in debt. That's one of the reasons why I still have a day job and I'm not just doing this full time. I do the podcasting thing basically 3 days a week. I work full time and then I got some time for family, friends, and I actually play in a band. That's another way I'm making money. And because of people that join the School of Podcasting, because of people that are using my Amazon links, because of those people that donate to my show and for some of the other shows I listen to or I actually produce, thank you, because I got to pay off a credit card bill. And if you've never done that, I would say go get in debt so you could do it, but don't go get in debt. Credit cards are the devil, in my opinion. But paying one off is just like, the race is over. I'm crossing the finish line now. I've got a long way to go. You know, I've got a lot of student loans and things like that. But I just wanted to say thank you, because I realize it's because of you that I'm actually getting closer and closer to my dream. I actually talked to my wife, and we were talking about what we're going to do when the kids get out of the house. We've got one more still in high school. One's married, and one's in college. And her dream is to leave Ohio. And I said, well, you know what? Here's the plan. I'm going to keep paying down this debt so that by the time the kids get out of high school and we really do have an empty nest, we'll be able to move wherever we want, and I'll be able to do consulting full-time at that point. And you are helping me do that. And that's why people go, you know, why do you give away all this stuff for free? And I'm like, because I want to connect with people, and I want to help them make a podcast, and I want them to see the value. You know, the experience that I have will help you get started in the right direction quickly and get up and go. You know, we heard Biagio today talk about getting in a new notable. You know, I know I can help you with that. I can help fine tune your content and things like that. And I do that because I want you to see me in a way, I guess, and say, wow, that guy sounds like he knows what he's doing. And I want to work with him. He sounds kind of fun too. And likes to have fun while he's working. So thank you to anyone who has ever helped me. I'm happy to help you. And I just wanted to say thanks, because that was an awesome, awesome feeling. And it was all because of you. So thank you so much for that. If you want to start a podcast, I got a couple quick things to say. Number one, I have a coupon for you. It's my way, another way of me saying thanks. And that coupon is LISTENER, LISTENER. If you go out to schoolofpodcasting.com, click on the Join Now button. That'll save you a little bit off the entrance fee, I guess we could say. And that's that. If you don't have a website yet, if you're brand new to this whole internet thing, send me an email with the phrase quick start in the subject line. Send it to Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com. And here's what we do. I call it the quick start program. I send you a link that's an affiliate link, and you order your hosting for your website off that. I earn a commission, so I'm already earning money. And what do I do with that commission? I then give you a free month at the School of Podcasting so you know how to manage your website. And then I go build it. I basically go over, I install WordPress, I install all the plugins you need to run a podcast. And, you know, in some cases I'll make a real basic graphic for you. I do graphics, but they're not my expertise, but I do have people who do, and, boy, they do great work for a very little money. So if you're just starting out, don't have a website yet for your podcast, it's a great way to go. Just send me an email with quick start. And again, if you already have a website, use the coupon code LISTENER. That'll get you in and, get you up and going. And I have classes. Eric talked about having different classes. I have a class in there already on planning your podcast, on recording your podcast, on content gathering, and how to have the information come to you so it doesn't take so long to create those. And then obviously how to publish, how to get into iTunes, how to work with PowerPress, if you've ever heard of that. And we're always adding more and more. And members of the School of Podcasting, I just added a private group so we can start communicating a little better with each other. And look for that link on the inside of the School of Podcasting. So thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you again real soon in the future. We've got Eric coming on. I'm going to be having Jim Collison on. We're going to talk about stats and evangelizing podcasting. I'm going to be talking about different hosts that are coming up. Like I used to hate Podbean. But you know what? Not so much anymore. They've changed their evil ways, baby. And not one of my top recommended, but they're not the devil anymore. And I'll explain why in the future, as well as castmate.fm. is another one. And that's one of the cool things about podcasting, as it's coming up with this resurgence now. And that resurgence is because of all the smartphones and the fact that you can now get podcasts right on your phone. Super easy. No synchronization, no iTunes. It's awesome. And the audience is growing. We're going to see more people jumping into the podcasting pool. That's why you should, because everybody's doing it. Come on now. And you're going to see more services for podcasters. And that's really where I come into play. I go out and I play with these things and go, okay, this one's good. That one, you better watch out for that with this one. This one's okay. This one will hijack your feed. That's too much for that. This is good for that. That microphone is horrible. And I can help you avoid those podcasting pitfalls. So That again, schoolofpodcasting.com. It's what's coming up in the future. Thank you so much. Start living a life worth podcasting and join the School of Podcasting today. Thank you so much. God bless. We'll see you again next week with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements.